Blog Talk Radio. Okay, just one moment, guys. Okay. So, good morning, everybody. I am your host and CEO, founder of Hope Victorious. So blessed that you guys are here with me on today. I am so truly excited about today and today's word, talking about pressing through. Well, that's where I'm today, pushing through, y'all. So I am just so delighted. Before we get started, it's just a few things I wanted to say. I just want to thank you guys for your patience for my coffee and flaxseed foot scrub and also my cocoa and shea butter foot cream. So it is on its way, you guys. Oh, my gosh. I know I had launched on August the 1st, which was a glorious day. So I see your DMs, I see your emails, and it is coming soon. So with all that said, I just wanted to just say that you guys are so powerful and y'all just so rock. I enjoy seeing your comments and your DMs and your emails that come through, that how blessed you are, because I am blessed every time that I am on. Amen. So, and you can, and thank you guys who have purchased my coffee, who have purchased my coffee mugs. Oh, my God, I got lipstick all around the car. Coffee with me every Tuesday, you guys. I just bless God for you. If you wanted to purchase my coffee or any of my products on my page, it's www.hopevictorious.com. All one word, hopevictorious.com. Also, for my nephew who had a fall, his fall collection came out, which is Doughboys Nina Apparel. Nina Boys Apparel. That's Nina Boys, B-O-Y-Z, Apparel. You can find him on Instagram, Nina Boys Apparel. I got my fall color hoodie sweatshirt, so you can go and just see what he has as well. So let's get started, you guys. All right. I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 6 on today. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 8. So just give me a moment. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 8. Let me see. Good morning. Good morning, Keisha. From St. Paul Chapel. That's my girl. Good morning. So I bless God for you. She always brightens up my day saying, good morning, sunshine. So I bless God for her. Amen. And also continue to pray for her. Lost her dad, you know. But we bless God because we know that he is a healer. We know that he's a restorer. We know that he's a comforter. And he will give us healing in a time of mourning, and also go before Jackson getting on today. He was he's out of the hospital now, but I bless God for him, for God's healing, and also continue to pray for was one more other person I had. That's why I should write stuff down. Okay. Shulamir Williams, also losing his mother. Continue to pray for him. And oh, here it is. Thank you, God. Deborah Avenger, if we continue to lift her up in prayer on today, that God continue to heal her. Also, Gwendolyn Avenger. Amen. Be blessed, God. Hallelujah. So let's get started. So I'm coming from, but let us tell you before we get started. You know, I don't even need no coffee on this morning, but let me tell you something, just trying to get on, pressing and pushing through on today. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, oh God, as we continue to lift you up and guide you, Father God, and just love on you on today, God, as we continue to just bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for loving us and for keeping us and for storing us and for just breaking us up so you can rebuild us, God. We thank you, God, for restoring that, dear God, and tearing down to build us back up. We thank you for fortifying us, God, for the fight. We love you, God, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The battle is not ours. It belongs to you. We thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. And also continue to touch and bless my mom as she cares for her great nephew. Well, we all in because it takes a village. Amen. And continue to heal their parents. Amen. So let's get started. Okay. So I'm coming before you before Nehemiah chapter 6. This story just blows my mind because, you know, for the past couple of weeks, we have been talking about rebuilding and don't stop the work and to keep pushing and to keep going. So this is kind of sort of like really it's a continuation of what we've been talking about, pushing through those times that we feel like we're depleted, pushing through those times that we feel like giving up, just pushing through those times. Amen. But I bless God because he is so powerful and he is just so all-knowing. Oh, this is the first day that I was able to even see people coming in. Hi, Malty. Good morning to you. Oh, my goodness. Amen. It's your grandmother. I'm so sorry. Sorry, Keisha. It's your grandmother, not your dad. My apologies, Keisha. So we continue to pray for Keisha's grandmother. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Thank you. And so I also wanted to, my apologies, Keisha. So amen. So I'm coming from Nehemiah. That was the first time, yay, I was able to see my comments, y'all. Okay, because this is like a whole new platform for me than not what I used to do. So, okay, so let's come from Nehemiah chapter 6, and I'm going to begin with the first verse. just be patient with me. God is not true. Okay, so the word of the Lord reads, chapter 6, Nehemiah chapter 6, it says, when the word came to Sanballat and Tobiah of Geshem, it said, the Arab and the rest of our enemies, that I had the wall and had a gap, and no gap was left. So this is Nehemiah who was rebuilding the wall that was burnt out, that was burned down once at Jerusalem. But what I love about it is that because Sanballat and Tobiah was the enemy who was trying to come up against them to frustrate the work. You ever have some people come up against you, try to frustrate your purpose or knock you off focus or get you off course? Mm-hmm. Don't allow those people to come, and they come subtle. Sometimes you don't even see them when they come. So we said the enemies that had rebuilt. I'm sorry, Arab, and the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall, and not a gap was left in it. So they was upset because when I tell you it was like made perfect, it was made perfect. So when God calls you to a job and when God has you to do something, just know that he is in control. Just know that he is the one that helps you to rebuild it, helps you to restore, helps you to do the task that God has put you on. Because sometimes you'll be on a path and you feel like you don't have enough credentials. You feel like even though I have the credentials, I don't have the resources. Okay, well, don't you know that God is going to provide that for you if you keep on going? So they got upset because he rebuilt the wall. So the enemy came up against him trying to discourage him and everybody that walked around him because they worked with him. because they felt like, oh, my God, are you coming in to take over? See, the enemy don't like when God's work is being done. Even if you out encouraging people, you out giving a word every day, he gets so upset about that because he feels like he's losing. What you're losing, you're going to lose because what the Bible says, every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. So it don't matter that he is Lord. Hallelujah, that he is Lord. So the devil ain't winning even though it looks like he is, but he ain't winning. Even though it looks like you're coming up against some trials and tribulations and the enemy is winning, he's not winning. My sister, Vicky, always said it looks like the enemy is winning, but he's not winning. It looks like they're getting over, but they ain't getting over. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. So let me finish. I probably have somebody else read this here scripture because I am hyped up on this morning off of the word of pushing through. Amen. And the wall had not a gap was left in it. Though up to that time, I had not set the course in the gates. He have not, so at that time, he have not put the doors and the gates on. But see, it was still some work that had to be done because he didn't put the doors and the gates on, but the wall was complete. But there was a couple of things that was missing. So they was coming up against Nehemiah and them and all his men through the whole process, the whole process. Because so now you're coming up against me because the wall is up, doors and the gate is not up. So you still going to frustrate me? No, this job is going to be completed. And guess what? It was completed in 52 days on time. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of one. But they were scheming to harm me. Hallelujah. So they kept telling him, come on out, you know, so we can talk. Mm-mm-mm. But let me tell you what Nehemiah says. He says, but they were scheming to harm me. So verse 3, so I sent messages to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you? Ooh, glory to God. You hear what he said in verse 3? He said, why should I come down? And why should I stop to work to come down to talk to you? See, he realized right away that the enemy was coming up against them. So be careful those folk call you, tell them they got to talk to you about something. Oh, meet me at the coffee shop. Oh, meet me at Starbucks. Oh, meet me. And then it gets real, real, real tricky, y'all, because they knew that he was a man of God. They knew that he was holy. So you know he was constantly going to the temple. They even went as far as saying, come to the temple so we can talk and shut the door. But see, they was telling him to come so they can harm him. Woo! But he said, why should I stop the work? In other words, I got to put this down for a minute. Why should I stop the work? And why should I stop what I'm doing to come and entertain you? And sometimes we get so spiritually deep, oh my God, we gotta run, we gotta go because they need our help. You need to pray and ask God, should I go? Should I pick up the phone and call them? Should I answer my call? Should I go? Because they said, oh, we're going to meet at the church and we're going to talk. It was an enemy, it was a trap, and it was a setup. You don't think the enemy sometimes comes in and want to sit next to you in church, and the enemy uses that person to distract, to get you off course, to mess you all up mentally? You don't think so? He's cunning. So he knows where to go to get me too. But you got to be wise like Nehemiah to say, why should I stop the work? And why should I stop doing the work to come down to meet with you? Hallelujah. See, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt when God is pushing you, when God is saying go, when he's saying stay. And sometimes we get so spiritually deep that we feel like we got to go everywhere because, oh, no, I'm called in. They want me to pray. I'm a Christian. I got to do this. Sometimes God say, hold up. And that's what Nehemiah had a job to do for the Lord. So why should he stop doing the work just to go down to fool with them? And that's entertaining negative energy. Because sometimes we entertain negative energy. Hallelujah. But on today, you got to know when to stop. You got to know when to go. You got to know when to pray. And you got to know when it's enough. Hallelujah. has to know when it is enough. So I'm going to go back up to verse 4, and it reads, I'm just taking my time on today, guys. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, four times they sent me the same message. Isn't that something? Because, you know, the enemy gets clever. He gets upset. So he just keeps, he's adamant and he's forceful. So he can say four times, same message. And each time I gave them the same answer. And that was, why should I stop the work? Why should I come down and stop doing what I'm doing to talk with you? So four times they sent the same message, adamant, aggressive, pushy, controlling, and upset, taking tantrum fits, because, oh, you won't come meet me. He says, mm-mm. See, sometimes people will aggravate you that much because they try to break you, and they try to weaken you where you would give in. But you got to stop and wait and push through that thing. Push through that thing by not answering. Push through that thing by stick with your answer that you said no, and I mean no is no. Let my no mean no, and my no mean no. Hallelujah. Amen. So in verse 5 it says, then the fifth time Sanballat to me with the same message in his hand. He was unassured. It was an unsealed letter. So each time, so the fifth time, and because he didn't answer, this time he sent the letter like that was going to make a difference. So he sent the letter that was unsealed. It wasn't even sealed, y'all. He sent the letter. But guess what? Nehemiah still didn't budge. And which was written, and it says, It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says, it is true that you and the Jews building the wall, moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become the king. Where you get that lie from? Nehemiah wasn't trying to become the king. No, the king even gave him resources to go Xerxes to build the wall. So that's them. And, you know, look at the political side of that. He knew that people in higher positions like the kings was going to get upset if they felt like somebody else was coming against their territory or against their position. So Sanballat and Tobiah made all these stories and accusations against Nehemiah so they could get the king's attention to have him to stop the work. So it got that deep, and then it got political because we hear a report that you are going to become king. He wasn't trying to become king. He knew his lane. His lane was to build the wall, the wall that around the temple. Mm-hmm. That was his job. His job wasn't supposed to become king and even be an assistant to the king. He was already a king of Jersey, so he don't need that position. And first of all, that wasn't his call to be a king. His call was to rebuild the wall that was burned down at Jerusalem, which he did. But they started all this here stuff. And see, when you start coming up against people in power or think they in power, and you start coming up against them and wanting what they have and wanting the manager's position, wanting the supervisor's position, wanting the king position, wanting the president's position, some stuff is going to ruffle some feathers there. So that's what they thought that they was doing. So Nehemiah was not bothered because he knew that God was the goddess for him. Who could be against him? Verse 7, it says, and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now the report will get back to the king. So come, let us meet together. So they were trying to tell Nehemiah, it's already accusations already made against you. This is going to get back to the king. So come, let us meet. What are we meeting for? You don't have the power to reverse it. God has the power to reverse it. Because at this point, he probably said, I'm wrestling not against flesh and blood, but powers and rulers of the air. So he ain't concerned about you helping me. He's concerned about God helping him. Hallelujah, that God was going to turn this thing around. So when the enemy comes up against you, just know who's fighting that battle for you. It's God. It ain't us fighting, it's God. But God has given us position to be able to wrestle against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but rulers and powers of the air. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he says, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just know when you're in a fight that you got to fight the fight of prayer, not fight the fight of cussing somebody out, not fight the fight of cussing and doing violence, but you pray against that thing. Hallelujah. Woo. Jesus, glory, glory, glory. So even though Nehemiah may have been convinced, he wasn't, because he knew that you wasn't for me. So those times when you feel weak, those times when you feel like you can't go on, just know that God got you and push through that thing. You're working on a task, you're working on a project, you're working some things out in your family. Don't allow the enemy to weaken you or make you feel like this is not going to never happen for you, because you see no turnaround. It will turn around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 8 says, I sent him this reply, nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. Nehemiah said, ain't nothing that you're saying is really happening. Woo, Jesus, a smoke screen. Nothing you're saying is really happening. He said, you're making it all up in your head. Verse 8, that's what he told him. You make it all up in your head. Nothing. You got to know some stuff is so false and fake, and you think stuff is going all around, so phony and fake. But he knew it. He said, you making all of stuff in your head. In other words, he probably wanted to say, you're crazy. Hey, but guess what? Nehemiah never stopped the job. He never came down from where he was, from what he was doing. He stayed the course, and he did the work, and he didn't allow them to frustrate what he was doing. People will frustrate what you're doing. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Sometimes we will frustrate what we're doing our own. So we are sabotaging because we think, how can anything come good of this? There's no way God can use me. There's no way. I know you've given this to me, God, but I can't possibly do it. Sometimes we sabotage it. People don't even have to sabotage because we sabotage our own selves. Sometimes we do because we're our own worst enemy. And sometimes we do. But get out of that. This morning, I just heard the Lord speak and say, you are free. Don't go back to where you was, that same mindset. Don't go back how you used to do things, the same way you used to do it. It's old. It was good for then. But now it's something new, and you got to move forward in the new and stay out of the old. See, the old was for that time, but now this is something new. See, Nehemiah knew when God called him to rebuild the wall, even though acquisition and accusations came against him and opposition came against him. But because he trusted God, because he trusted in God, and that's what we got to get a point to. Yes, some folk may think I'm crazy because everything is God. Everything is God, but yes, it is, because I can't breathe and think without him. My orders come from him. So I can't help but do his will and what he wants me to do. Now, when you look crazy, you look crazy to other folks. But see, you're looking crazy because God didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Oh, my God. So verse 9 says, they were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands would get too weak for the work. Listen to this. Verse 9 says, they were all trying to frighten us. Their hands will get too weak for the work, and it will not be completed. Glory. Verse 9, did you hear what it said? They thought that they was going to frighten them, and their hands will become weak and won't complete the job. Because sometimes, remember, the doors and the gates had to be up. The door and the gate had to be up. Isn't that something? Now, the wall was completed, but the doors and the gate had to be up. So it was a couple things of finishing they had to do. And isn't that something? When you get right there and you got to let stuff go, you get right there and think, okay, it's done now. It's completed. I don't care if it's your mindset, your way of thinking. I don't care if it was you bought something or you was completing a task or you almost got the job and then it all fell through.
because the enemy starts working up against you, making you feel like you defeated, making you feel like you couldn't push through, making you feel like you couldn't, you're not adequate or equipped for the job. You don't have enough for you to be able to complete it. And you wind up having the job, you let it go because they came up against you. And that's what the enemy does. He likes to get you off course. He likes to weaken your hands so you won't complete it. And he do that by messing with your mind. And so they tried to mess with Nehemiah's mind, making him feel like, oh, my God, look who all is coming against you. There's no way that you can actually complete it. Because I'm going to come against you. Every time you turn around, there was a letter. And he's saying no. Mm-hmm. Because some people is forceful, and they're like, I'm adamant about this thing. I'm going to keep calling until they answer the phone. I ain't answering my phone. Mm-hmm. You ask my family. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Because I know some phone calls that come through, I ain't going to get all spiritual people. Oh, my God, I got to pray for them. No, I know you calling to wear me down. I know you calling, but your call ain't good. I know it's not good. So I'm not answering it. Or am I all up in my, I know you a Christian. You got to, They're trying to wear me out. And they're trying to get me off focus. And they're trying to kill my joy and everything else that come along with it. But I'm not answering. And how about I'm going to unfollow you too? Mm-hmm. Yes. I had to get delivered because I was one of those, oh, my God, there's no way. I got to call him. I got to talk to him. But you know that the conversation is going to be toxic. You know that conversation is going to get you off focus. You're going to stop working on all your projects. Call, and you know they don't mean you any good. You know they're just calling to see what's your next steps. Mm-hmm. They are, and you know it. But you still pick it up because you feel like, oh, my God, I got to talk to him because, you know, you're supposed to talk. Mm-mm. Your brother and sister trying to wear you out. Mm-hmm. No, I can't answer the call. God, protect them and bless them wherever they are. Keep them, keep their mind, keep them safe. And you keep typing. You keep moving. You keep pushing, especially when you know it's toxic, especially when you know they coming because they ain't coming to do you any good. They wearing you out. Before you know it, 4 hours in past, you're still on the phone, and you haven't accomplished anything that day. And what you got out of that conversation? Nothing. That now you're depressed. Now you're sad. Now they done drained the heck out of you. Mm-mm. I had to learn. I learned the hard way, but I had to learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So call come through, and God want me to answer it, I answer it. But if he don't, I can't, and I won't, especially if I know it's toxic, especially if I know you don't mean me no good. So Nehemiah sent them coming. They tried everything. Oh, my God, if this gets to the king, what you think is going to happen to you? He knew that it don't matter because if God has told me, who could be against me? Amen. Verse 10 says, so one day, I went to the house of Shemaiah, son of Deliah, and the son of Mahibah. Listen to all these words, these names, y'all, who was shut in at his home in the house of God inside the temple. And let us close the temple doors because men are coming to kill you. By night, they are coming to kill you. So even though he went to the house of Shemaiah, they went in, he wanted them to come in to shut the door, because they are coming to kill you, he still wasn't frightened. And even if Nehemiah was, he knew God had his back. But see, he knew that he was a Christian, a good man. Well, he knew that he was a man of God. Told him to do is come to the temple, we can meet there. So they got all spiritually deep with them because they knew if you say the temple, the house of the Lord, he's going to run. But he prayed and asked God. And God said, uh-uh, because they were coming to set you up. They were coming to do you harm if you went to the temple. But the man said, come in the temple and we'll just shut the door and we'll meet there because they're coming to kill you. By night, they're coming to kill you, so come and let's meet. So I guess he's supposed to come and meet. So I guess it could reverse things that was coming up against him so they won't come and to attack him. But Nehemiah wasn't moved by that. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Because he prayed to ask God because that's a trick of the enemy. New Year. So in verse 11 says, but I said, should a man like me run away? Woo! He said, should a man like me run away? For God is for me. I know these are my words, not the Bible. It does say in the Bible, but not in this portion of scripture. For God is for me. Who will be against me? For the battle is not mine. It belongs to God. But he said in verse 11, but I said, should a man like me run away? Or should someone like me, go into the temple to save his life. I will not go, he said, verse 11. He said, I will not go. And then verse 12 says, I realized that he had prophesied against me because Tobiah and Samalot had hired him. No, he was hired. He was hired to distract and get him off course and off focus. So he was hired by Tobiah and Samalot. He was hired by them. See, they didn't come themselves. They sent somebody else. See, you know when people do punk stuff and send somebody else to frustrate you or send thank you, God, or send somebody else to call on the phone to send you gossip, to carry a bone? Hire them to do that. So you got to be careful, those folks who's carrying a bone for somebody else. I got to tell you what so-and-so said. Don't tell me what they said. No. So Nehemiah said, I will not go. Verse 13 says, he had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing this, and then they would give me a bad name to discredit me. I would not go because they are just trying to give me a bad name to discredit me and cause me to sin. So he knew not to go to the temple because he knew that it was a lie and that they was hired people, somebody carrying a bone, to try to hurt me when I go down there. And then on top of that, discredit me and give me a bad name. So he did not go. But look how he was. He said, I would not go. Hallelujah. My broadcast is getting ready to end. Oh, my gosh. But I so enjoyed y'all on today. So I just want to let you all know to push through. Don't give up. Keep pushing through. Don't give in. I don't care how many times the phone rings, and you know that person's going to drag you down when you answer that phone. You know after you hang up, you're going to be all discombobulated. You know that before you even answer. So don't be not weary in well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Be not weary in doing well. Some people get weary in doing good. Hallelujah. But I love it. For those, I'm not quite done yet, those who called in, I want you to jump on Facebook on Hope Victorious, or you can go on YouTube, Hope Victorious. So my broadcast is getting ready to end, but I just want to leave you all with this. Nehemiah did not go to meet them at the temple because he knew they were hired. They was hired to disrupt the work, to try to destroy him. But he listened, and he didn't get all holy. Oh, my God, I got to go. No. He stood his ground, and he said, I'm holy, but I'm listening to God. And I know that the enemy sent you, and God did not send you. But they tried to trick him up and say, if you go to the temple, we'll meet there. But he knew by going to the temple, they were going to harm him. And then he knew that they were going to cause him to sin and then discredit him and give him a bad name. He said, no. Woo, glory to God. You got to know when we're focused trying to come up against you, because it's those very people that come against you that they come real subtle and you can't see them because you think they mean you some good when they say they want to come and they want to help. But guess what? I had somebody years ago told me they wanted to be a part of my team, but I knew they was not coming to help. I knew they was coming to destroy, and I said, I'm not. I didn't go that way because I knew in prayer that person wasn't good for me. But I had to go and pray to know. And there was a time when I needed a lot of help. But and their help may have been good, but it wouldn't have been good for me because I know their mission wasn't to come to help. Their mission was to come to destroy. Their mission was to come to rob. And their mission was to come to see everything that I was doing to take and do it themselves. But I didn't get all spiritually beat. I thought about it. And that's what Nehemiah did. Because sometimes we can lose our way because we feel like, oh, my God, we got to come and be a part. No, I know this person coming to be a part wasn't no good. But what I loved about Nehemiah, that he was so connected to God. And I loved his relationship because everything he did it in prayer. Even when he had to go to the temple, he did it in prayer. Even when he had to go to certain places, he did it in prayer because he knew it wasn't a saint saying, hey, come, let's go worshiping the Lord today. I'll pick you up. No, he knew these people who was coming to do him no good. He said they would try to cause me to sin, and then they would discredit me and give me a bad name He knew they was up to no good, and they was hired. They was hired people. Kabbai and Sambalot hired them to do this because they didn't do the work themselves. They was working in the background, carrying a bone, trying to destroy. So you be careful of those folk calling, carrying a bone. Hallelujah. But on today, I want to encourage you to push through. Don't give up. Push through. Don't give up. Push through. Know that God got you. Don't allow your hands to be weakened from the enemy and stopping the work. I'm preaching to myself right now. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to stop the work and frustrate your purpose. And that's what they were trying to do. They tried to do it to Zerubbabel, who rebuilt the temple. They tried to do it to Nehemiah, who rebuilt the wall. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. They didn't want no work to be done because they didn't want the praises of the Lord to go up in the temple. So they was trying to come up against them. Glory, it must be something about praise. One of my our fitness coaches said yesterday about when you just give thanksgiving. Tina Johnson said when you just give thanksgiving to God, when you just rejoice in the Lord. Do you know what happens when you just praise him? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us praise him on today. Praise him in the temple. Praise him in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you all today to push through. If you did put it down, pick it up. If you knew that somebody in your camp, somebody was around you bringing bad news, tell them goodbye. Don't answer the call. Especially when you know it's going to bring you down. Especially when you know when you go off that phone, you're going to be depressed. Especially when you know that, oh, my God, they took up about 3 hours and they talked about nothing but people, about things. And how about the people who call you that are so self-absorbed, everything is about them. And you ain't get a word in edgewise. Hallelujah. So be careful of your company. People coming to destroy and take you off focus. Because folk will come and take you off focus, and it be the very people that you think that got your back, and they don't. But pray and ask God about those folk. I pray about so much stuff. I pray about everything. I know even when I was younger, people used to laugh at school because, oh, my God, you praying over your gum. You praying over a chip. Yeah, I am. Well, that's me and what I like to do. Hallelujah. Amen. So they pray about everything. It's nothing wrong about praying about everything because that's what Nehemiah did. So at this time, I just wanted to look at something else here. Hi, Lonely. Lonely is on today. It's okay, Lonely. You can go back and listen to the broadcast, to the replay. Hi, Sister Mutchinson. I just wanted to say hello to a couple of people here. Good morning, Keisha. Amen. Simone, good morning. As we continue to pray for Simone, who lost her sister as well, but we see that she's on today. God bless you, Simone. Amen. And Adrian Avenger, good morning, sis. As we praying for Debbie, Reverend Avenger, Reverend Adrian Avenger. Amen. Amen. Is someone on here named a true fan? Amen. God bless you on this morning. Hi, April. Oh, my God. I grew up with April. Hey, April. Amen. So I just wanted to call. I come from here. I see on Facebook here. It's my first time. I can, like, read my messages on here. Amen, amen, amen. So I just wanted to say to you all, God bless you. Know that God loves you. If I miss anyone, forgive me. But it's the first time I can actually see my message, like people who have commented. Amen. So God bless you on this morning. Just know that God loves you. Just know that he cares for you and know that he is on your side. For God is for you. Who could be against you? So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Father God. God, I love you on this morning. I love you in the evening. I love you at the midnight hours. God, I love you all day and every day because you are God and God all by yourself. God, I thank you for this broadcast on today just to push through, Father God. Those names that were called out for prayer in the beginning of the broadcast, in the middle, and the end, Father, we ask that, God, if you would look upon them. Continue to bless those on today. Lisa's mom, Father God. continue to heal in the name of Jesus, dear God. God, we do thank you once today. And Lord, we thank you for your son who's died on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. We send our words, I shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. We shall be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always go to my Hope Victorious page. You can always email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com. And you can also go to my Instagram page. It's hopevictorious2. So you can just call, so YouTube me, inbox me, it don't matter. So God bless you. If you're not sure of your soul salvation, please inbox me and I'll lead you to the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're not clear, hallelujah. But the Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus shall believe that he has raised his son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because sometimes some folk feel like they're not saved because it's a feeling. I don't feel saved today. Well, it's not a feeling. But by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves, for it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. It's about your faith and you believing that he died on the cross for your sins so you may have everlasting life. Because you may wake up in the morning and may not feel like you're saved. All of us have been there. Amen. But it's not about your feeling. It's of what you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that he raised his son Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth. Ooh, glory be to God. So God bless you all. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. And know that he has you on his mind. Hallelujah. I was listening to Bishop Jake on Sunday, and as he was praying for his wife to continue to pray for her, Sarita Jakes. Amen. So God bless you all, and I love you all, and just have a wonderful day. Bye.